Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Reader.
What's that?
I'm reading.
Reading what?
I was reading...
Probably not American Vampire.
No.
That's for sure.
The instructions for starting up a game in Elder Scrolls Online. Because it needs a fucking... what is that called? The fucking...
Update?
Dummy's Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Like the...
Idiot Guide to how to play a video game.
Dude, it's big.
Yeah?
It's a pain in the ass.
Do you like it?
Not yet. It's just kind of... It's clunky Skyrim, and I don't have any friends. And
I'd honestly rather just play Skyrim again.
Yeah, I mean, but maybe there's a lot more to this game than Skyrim has. Well, I think there's like 10 kinds of characters. There's like classes. There's fucking subclasses. There's fucking do whatever the fuck you want.
Have you heard of H1Z1?
Yeah,
I'm downloading that right now. Trying that out.
What is that? A zombie killer?
No. So. From what I looked, they have a battle royal like gameplay version of it. I guess I don't know. It's like Fortnite or PUBG.
Oh,
like you parachute in, you land.
H1Z1 just meant like it's like I don't know.
I think it might.
A fucking virus.
Yeah, well, it says like proceed to the safe zone. Like you know, like the zone in PUBG, the blue circle. Or the white circle and the blue comes to get you. That's like what hurts you. This one, they're like unleashing toxic gas outside of that circle.
Like, so I haven't really heard of it, though. Is it not cool?
I don't know. Andrew texted me today, and he was like, hey, if you ever want to play H1Z1, like that's like PUBG if you're into that. And I was like, I play PUBG all the time. And it looks very similar.
This is very similar, Tony.
Oh. I totally thought it was a fucking like a zombie
I think
zombie
you should
fighter,
download
like...
it, and we should start playing together, dude. So no?
Well... Give me some time. I just got XCOM 2, and I got fucking Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah,
and
this
I got
is like online. This is like online bullshit we can play together.
Well, it's like time away from the real games.
Yeah, I guess you like fucking PUBG. You played it. You dug it.
I've played PUBG, but I'm not like you. Like play PUBG every day.
No, I don't. Play God of
How
War.
Many days a week?
Maybe one or two.
Really?
Yeah, when I first like started playing it, I mean, I only play when like fucking the other Andrew,
yeah,
oddly enough, because Clark hit me up about that, and then the one my manager was the other one, but yeah, he texts me and he wants to play. I'll play. That's about it.
Oh,
and I haven't got a chicken dinner since me and Farkas played.
Sons of bitches.
Jesus.
But yeah,
so pathetic.
X or what's it called? H1Z1.
Yeah,
that's yeah the exact same thing. Be the last one survive.
Oh,
it looks dope. That like the guns look cool and shit. I don't know. It might be a.
Are you downloading it just to play with a different person?
A different Andrew.
Yes, that's why I was asking. I was like, so what the fuck's the point?
Well, no, but you have PlayStation, Dan has PlayStation, fucking we could all get in on this and we could be little groups, dude, go down and fucking murder.
I mean...
We all don't have Xboxes or else I'd be playing PUBG.
Shockingly, I didn't think it looked like it does. It does look like fucking PUBG.
It's exactly the same fucking game. I don't know if like H1Z, because they have like starter packs and shit like that, but like it seems like that's just the way, it's free too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just
really?
Get the start, yeah. Free bucks.
Do you have to pay to play? Or pay to win?
What do you mean? Oh, like crates?
Like
and
if
shit
you
like
don't buy the fucking gold crate this week, you're not going to have that sick RPG.
Well, I'm pretty sure that like you just loot houses.
Oh, that's why I'm like, well, how's that free?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, there's like, I don't know, there's certain skins you can buy, I guess. Like it did show.
Oh, so it's like Counter-Strike where everyone's a crackhead for a fucking purple knife.
I guess, but also, I mean, like it shows on the like on the packs, like the deluxe pack or whatever. It's like a fucking flaming Jeep. And, like, 10 crates, and then, like, 5,000 points probably to buy crates, I'm guessing, and then, like, something else. And that's 50 bucks.
Them points are going to come up somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but what would you be fucking buying?
That's just it. You got to find out.
Your character looks cool? Who gives a shit? Unless there's perks of starting
with
certain things.
Yeah, like, oh, you start with
a
bulletproof vest.
But PUBG's not like that. You can't get anything like that.
Yeah, but you paid to buy it. You bought it.
I bought the game, yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to, here's a free game. We don't need to make money. Love you, bye. Like, we're just good people, bro. Welcome to fucking Hollyweird. Like, we're just nice.
Hollyweird. Yeah, I don't know. But you should check it out. We should play it together tonight.
No, not tonight.
Go download it.
I just downloaded 200 gigs worth of fucking Elder Scrolls and fucking aliens.
Our internet's going to be so high this week.
No, it's not. Does it?
It's going to go up, dude. We only got 1,000 gigs per month we can go through.
I don't see how we would get through 1,000 gigs doing what we do. We both download, like, maybe 100 gigs worth of shit, and then we stream. Really only have 1,000?
Yeah, something like that, like 1,400 or some shit.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, that, have we ever touched close to it?
God, no. It's like 300, yeah. I think we've gotten up to.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have any cool news? Have you seen anything sweet? Hereditary came out today. I can't wait to see that. I hope that I can go see it tomorrow. I would really like to. Action Point just came out, I believe, or is coming out. And that's the Johnny Knoxville real stunt movie.
Yeah,
looks interesting as fuck. I'm actually kind of stoked for that. And
Pontius is in it with him.
Yeah, and it's like real stunts, but with the real script.
But yeah,
like,
and then watch him like what looks like breaking his knees backwards on a barn.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was like, oh God, he's 50. What the fuck is he doing an action movie made with real stunts?
Yeah, it's wild. Upgrade.
Oh, yeah, that one looks funny.
That looks awesome. I'm stoked for Upgrade, but that's only at Cinemark. Like,
really?
I guess that's like a light release. I did read this, Tony. You'll find this fucking interesting as all shit. Netflix's Castlevania is getting a third season.
Wait, it has a second?
No, they are finishing the second one now. And then they're starting the third right afterwards.
Good for them.
Dude, I'm stoked. And
that's a good series.
Second season, guess how many episodes?
12.
8.
Mother.
Well, the first one was 4.
Yeah.
So that's awesome that they're doubling it.
Yeah,
and I think the new Godzilla movie comes out soon, too. That animated one, remember what it was?
I still need to watch the first one.
You're not missing much. Game of Thrones prequel, Tony. How do you feel? Just got picked up by the old HBO.
What the fuck?
Where are you standing on that, huh? Thoughts?
I mean, there's a lot to fucking prequel. Like, you could prequel fucking
young
Ned's...
Ned Stark.
Yeah, young Ned, young fucking... I mean, young Tywin
character?
Lannister.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, him coming to be that guy, kind of guy.
Yeah.
Or like the old gods, like shit about them. That'd be fucking cool.
That
like
would
when
be...
people more believed in multi-gods, like pagan shit.
Yeah, and also like the, they show the, how the fucking frost people, what are they called? White Walkers. The White Walkers show how, like, they showed the origin, but show more of, like, the tree people and shit.
Yeah, I thought maybe they'd take it back a generation to where everyone was like, your father betrayed us in this one battle.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah, we talked about this. This is a line in one of the shows. I'm excited for more Game of Thrones. I don't care, because this is the last season coming up. And it's
any more Game of Thrones, like, canon
April
shit?
April 2019 is when we're getting... 8.
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't that suck? It's a year away still. And we've had...
What are they trying to... Well, I heard that each episode is almost 2 hours.
Yeah, that's why there's only like 7 episodes.
It's a full fucking film.
It's a full season, too. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Maybe a little bit more, because people are like bitching about it. I'm like, well, each episode's an hour.
I thought it was like six and eight we were getting.
I think it was... I don't know.
I thought we would get like 12 new episodes broke into 2 seasons.
No, they're only doing, like, this last season, because the season before this was only, like, 8 episodes. And then this one's going to be, like, 6.
But they're...
All 2 hours. So you see,
like 12
hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw the Halloween trailer today.
What'd you think, Tony?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you're stoked?
Oh, dude. It felt so Halloween.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Dude, and the fucking song gets me fucking jacked. I'm rock hard, dude.
Oh, yeah.
A way better version of what you did.
Damn.
It really rings in my ears.
Cold
and then stings my testicles.
It says that the Halloween 2018 trailer confirms Major Michael Myers retcon. What did they do? I haven't seen the trailer yet.
What?
It says a Major Michael Myers retcon.
I don't know what retcon means.
What do you mean? Like retconning something? Like that's when you go back and change like a crucial part or any part of like a backstory?
Okay, so in this trailer... dude, pretty much fucking Jamie Lee Curtis is like, yo,
I'm
I got attacked and he killed 3 people on that night on Halloween.
Yeah.
He's been in jail for 40 fucking years. Or for like 30 fucking years. Almost like Halloween happened and that's it.
Oh, okay, so this
starting
takes...
30 years, but he's been incarcerated.
Oh, okay, so yeah, that's the retcon then. They're retconning fucking 2 through... Like,
yeah,
whatever the fuck.
All of them. That was a pretty heavy one, but...
So that's a full on, like, that's basically like a reboot. That's kind of what they're doing with Terminator, 17 now?
Yeah.
They're doing that, they're like, it's as if it's right after Judgment Day.
It should be called Terminator Endless. That'd be a cool title, because it's
dumb as hell. What do you mean?
Endless movies.
Oh,
endless ways we can change this by using time travel.
Endless. That's bad,
dude. Terminator Endless.
Yeah, right after Genesis.
Or what about End Zone?
What? No, that's bad too. You're better than that.
Ender Will Save Us. Bright Eyes Song.
Terminator Ender's Game.
No, so this trailer was fucking cool because it felt really fucking like cinematic looking. It was beautiful, like artistic looking shots.
The movie felt cinematic. That's good.
Motherfucker, I meant like it felt like really classic looking. Almost like you were watching like Stranger Things and you're like,
No Country for Old Men.
Kind of.
Really?
Not that heavy.
Josh Brolin was in it?
Shut up. He's in everything.
Yeah, he is.
Josh so Brolin good. Is the mask.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's playing the
mask. Yeah, he's just a CG mask that moves, like, with his mouth. But it was awesome, because he's in this fucking psych ward that's, like, maximum security, and he pretty much hasn't seen his mask for, like, 30 years, and this psychologist.
So this kind of feels like what they did in the Rob Zombie one. Because remember all the masks?
Yeah.
Like, around the room and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, and he put one on, like...
Now, so this takes place 30 years after she was attacked when she was the adult.
And the doctor shot him.
Yeah, because, like, wasn't, like, Boo, like, in the new one, in the one that Rob Zombie did, wasn't Boo the little girl? Like, the baby that he didn't kill that night?
I don't know.
And then she grew up, and then he gets out, like, 16 years later and hunts her down. But it's his little sister.
Yeah.
Isn't Jamie Lee Curtis his sister?
And who? Michael Myers?
Yeah.
No.
What?
She's the babysitter of the neighbor. Oh. His sister was in the other house. Like, that was... Yeah, she's not related. She was a babysitter in the house.
Then I wonder why the fuck Rob Zombie did that whole thing about the sister.
Because they wanted that lineage connection. Yeah.
I don't remember fucking Halloween.
No, she says that. There's a line in the trailer. It's
I'm not his sister, asshole.
Yeah, she's like, they're like, oh my God, your brother did that? And she's like, he's not my brother. And like, just like,
wow, that's funny. Because idiots like me exist.
Yeah, and like, so
it
shuts you guys down and really gives you some fucking clarity.
There you go, idiot asshole.
Dumb, dumb, stupid. No, he just seems... He's lumbering. He's fucking like
lumbering.
Unique looking, dude. It's just
why
a
unique
fucking...
looking. What do you mean? It probably looks the same. Isn't
no, like his
mask
looks really fucking cool and unique.
How so?
It looks like
what's
it...
different about it.
Oh, it's all fucking ripped up and like fucking tattered. And
same mask though, right?
Black.
White
mask. Yeah, barely white. Yeah, but yeah,
a little dirty.
Yeah, hair fell out of it a little.
Oh,
it's cool.
So he's been balding.
Yeah, he's aged.
I always heard that was William Shatner's face.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a cast of his face with hair on it.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Stranger Things, Tony, getting a prequel novel. How do you feel? You gonna read it?
No.
Okay.
Just watch the fucking next season.
No, it's a prequel novel, dude.
Well, then they should animate it.
Let's see.
Like, you're gonna go out and fucking fetch that.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, okay, this is the last bit of news I have. Kick-Ass and Hit Girl movie reboot.
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
That fell off a cliff.
Coming from original director, too.
It's already off the cliff.
What do you mean?
Like, they botched the second one,
you
and now no
bad?
One gives a shit.
You felt it was that bad?
I kind of forget it.
Jim Carrey's in it?
Yeah, with a dog.
Yeah, and the dog like
and
only bites people in the
part
balls.
Where there's like a minigun. Like,
I don't remember that.
I think Kick-Ass is like carrying like a big fucking gun that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they start like the fucking Justice League, basically.
Yeah.
And then they're fucking fighting Red Mist.
I remember just seeing it and being like, yeah.
That first Kick-Ass is so good. Hit Girl still rocks in
awesome.
Kick-Ass too, but yeah, I guess you're right. Fuck the movies, guys.
Because she
them.
Acts like his fucking like sister mom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm younger than you, but I'm way more mature, moron, and my dad's dead.
Oh my God, that's
so now I'm top
Nicolas
dog.
Nicolas Cage just screaming his face off, on fire. God, that's so good. Big Daddy, wasn't that
dude,
his name?
Yeah, his fucking character
Big
was
Daddy
awesome.
Big Daddy and Hit Girl. That was Mark Millar. So that's the dude that I told you about the motion comic last week.
Yeah.
That's who's...
Oh.
Motion comics going to Netflix. He wrote Kick-Ass.
That's crazy cool.
And Kingsman. I think I told you this last week, actually. We're just having the same fucking conversation, man.
Time travel, dude. Terminator Headless.
We still haven't told that bowling story, but we're not going to this week. I don't give a shit. We're skipping over. We'll get to that one week when I have nothing to talk about. Like, hey, we'll tell the bowling story.
Waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, no, everyone's like, who gives a fuck? Talk about fucking Annihilation. All right, fine. What's happening? Weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Annihilation, Tony.
I watched Annihilation.
Did you? What'd you think?
I loved it to death. It's fucking 10 out of 10 for me.
That's
it's awesome.
Insanity. Why?
Yeah, maybe 9.5.
Are you kidding?
Only
so
because I wish it had a better budget.
So Aliens and Terminator 2, Annihilation's right there.
For
Are you
sci-fi,
fucking high?
For like, sci-fi, dude.
No, it looked cool. That was about it. There was no explanation of what happened. The only thing that I can think of, and spoiler alert a little bit, it doesn't matter. You don't find out fucking anything. You just see shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that made me so upset.
Such an open ending.
It's not an open ending at all.
It's dope. It's like Fallen.
No, it's not.
Cat walks away.
Yeah, they didn't walk away. They just hugged. And
they hugged away.
Their eyes shimmered or whatever the
fuck.
Yeah! All right, so it has Annihilation's a fucking sci-fi movie about this growing bubble that like changes the DNA of all fucking things inside the bubble, and then people haven't come out except for one, and they don't know if he's a person or if he's fucking like possessed or some shit. So they send in another team, including his wife for some fucking reason. Anyways, so there's the bubble. And they go into it, and so it changes all the DNA of shit and stuff like that. It's a super rad premise, like really cool. And then they proceed to tell you fucking nothing about it. The only thing that I can think that that movie was about was an allegory for cancer. And how like a fucking, a beautiful violence is like, you know, like how to find beauty in violence, basically. Like, that's how, like, that's what it felt like. Like, cancer's this insane
thing.
Wasn't
that a beautiful thing, if that's what you took up from that?
No, gorgeous, because I wanted to explain what the fuck happened with
but
the shimmer.
But you used
what
your
is
mind,
that?
Dude. That's what real film fucking
what'd you think?
Because
we talked about it, and I'm like, so why this? And you're like, I don't know, dude, just happens like that. I'm like, it's fucking It Follows.
Well, I can't explain it, because
it's lazy
fucking
alien writing.
Technology.
That's what I'm talking about. Lazy writing. Who did that? The guy from Sicario?
What?
Did he do that movie, Annihilation?
I think dude did Ex Machina.
Okay. Ex Machina was so good. Yeah. That was thought-provoking. This one was
I'll
like...
Give me, hey, maybe I'll give it a 9, because I wish I did have
bump
more...
Bump it down more!
No!
I'm pissed!
No! 9 is the bottom, because it's so pretty, and I like everyone in it.
It's very pretty.
Great performances.
Well acted. Yeah, well acted. I'll give you that. Yeah. Poe Dameron kills it.
So cool, dude. Tessa Thompson's so hot.
Like, that movie's so intriguing, and then you get to the end, and you get no fucking payoff. You have no
idea
why... Can I
tell you my favorite part?
Sure. Fuck.
It's when the one scientist decides not to fight it or fucking, you know, like discover it and
accept
it.
She's like, blah, 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 wants to face it. You want to kill it. And she's like, and I don't really want to do any of that. And then she walks to the woods and becomes a flower person.
So dope. Just one with the fucking new, like, DNA, putting little shreds of fucking, like, grass in her arm so she can fucking, like, morph into it quicker.
No, that was growing out of her.
I think she cut herself open because she was fucking with it.
No, I think that was growing out. Like, she was starting to change.
That's so dope, then.
Because the other one turned into light. Like, it's... Because
I thought she had cut marks all over her arm. Maybe she cut herself back open and, like, shoved fucking DNA in it.
It's kind of weird, because it's like... I guess the movie's... What it really is, it's like it's... It turns you into what you want, basically. So she did fight it. She fought with it. It acted just like her. It was giving her what she wanted out of it. So kind of in, like, and the other one wanted to understand it and see it, and that's what happened. She turned into it. And then you have the fucking one that didn't give a fuck and just turned into a flower person. It's cool. It's got cool ideas. I just wish they would have explained the backstory
you
more.
Just explained it so well.
I'm gonna give it like a fucking like a 7.
That's fine.
That's I think it's pretty high, but people were talking that movie up like it was fucking God's gift to cinema, and I don't think it's that. Fuck them.
I just like a really cerebral film sometimes.
That wasn't that cerebral though,
dude. So deep. Dude, it's deep, bro.
I'm dumb as hell, and I fucking figured out like all those nuances and bullshit that doesn't matter.
After I wrote them to you in crayon.
No, you didn't. You didn't even know what happened. I asked you why you liked the movie, and you're like, I don't know, look cool. Like, you were like,
I was just giving you a fucking basic answer because I was saving it for the podcast.
Oh, sure you were.
That's what I do. I save my fucking material.
No, because you were like, oh, we can't talk about this on the podcast, even though I just spoiled the whole fucker. you're like, we can't talk about this, so let's talk about it in depth. And we did, and you were like,
also, I've had some coffee. I changed my mind.
Me likey. Movie good.
Yeah, that's what I did. What's his fucking name? The fucking
Stewart?
Annie. Or,
is it Stewart?
No, the goddamn gorilla from fucking Congo.
Oh, Amy sad.
Amy want more.
Amy hungry. Amy like sci-fi, yeah. You're like, Tony like sci-fi. I'm like,
Tony watch movie.
I'm like, did you, buddy? Did you like it?
Yeah.
How come? You're like, pretty. I'm like, fuck.
Amy, damn.
All right, what'd you see?
I saw Total Recall.
Oh, shit, what'd you think? The new one, right?
I like the 2014 or whatever it is.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah, and fucking, like, it's the only thing that gets me off is, or takes me out of it is, Colin Farrell's great, and the movie looks goddamn fucking gorgeous.
That's good looking.
It's a really good look at a fucking, like, Blade Runner fucking Necromancer city.
Sure.
Neuromancer, I mean. And
I knew what you meant.
Then
I wasn't going to call you on it.
I get out of it because Jessica Biel and Kate Beckinsale, two like
Forgot those turds were in it.
Yeah. Two fucking really, really beautiful, really, really shitty actresses. Gorgeous shitty actresses.
Mm. How nice of you.
Yeah. What a beautiful shitty actress.
Yeah, got it.
Poopy.
Uh-huh.
Pretty poop.
Turds. I know. I said it.
That took me out of it. Because they both sucked.
So what do you give? Oh, how do you?
And there's fucking Bryan Cranston's in it, the dude who plays fucking like
Bryan Cranston's in Godzilla.
Yeah,
kills it.
Does he?
Oh,
kills
man.
It literally.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I've never seen that. He does. They fucking build him like Bryan Cranston is Godzilla, yeah. Basically. And then
he
like,
will be on the screen.
Oh man, you're gonna see not a lot of him once you go buy a ticket. But every trailer is gonna have him. The whole trailer.
Is that a cameo?
I was like, dude. Yeah, I was like, they. So pretty much they fucking showed you every scene that he was in the trailer, and they're like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, you got every clip of him on film.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I can block out, I don't know, 3 days. They're like, we got it.
We got everything we need from you.
So
thank
what do
you.
How do you? What I was going to say is, how do you compare it to the original?
Oh, I feel like it's a pretty different movie from the original, even though it runs on
the
same
Mars
concept.
Thing.
Yeah.
That was the whole premise of the first movie.
And they took it out.
Yeah, the Mars and the air. Like, wasn't that in there?
Mars
and colonization?
The, yeah, and the fucking air that makes their skin mutate on Mars.
Was
they did homages. Like, he had a fucking skin on that wasn't his, but it wasn't a fat old lady. That,
yeah, and there was, like, the three-titty woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Little shit, but in all... The
it's
story
not,
is very basic, and it's
why
very...
call it Total Recall, then?
No clue.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I guess it's the
brand
fucking
recognition.
Brand. Yeah.
But that sucks. Like, why not just call it, like, fucking, like, Future Boy with Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
Well, no one's going to see that. I guess that's probably why.
Triple tits.
What do you give it?
I think 7.5 out of 10. It's
wow.
It's a really fun action movie.
Now, all right, so, like... The homages and shit like that. Say it was a different movie, but it was that movie. Like, say it was just called something that wasn't Total Recall. And say, like, there was a lot of homages to Total Recall because, like, the director liked it. And you saw, like, a three-boobed woman or some shit like that. Would that make you angry? I think I would like that. Kind of, like, in a different movie, have, like, something, like, a trope that happens.
I see that in, like, Arrested Development does that.
What?
Like, they make... skits about other material that they like in the world.
Yeah, okay.
And it's fucking hilarious. Like,
yeah, like Family Guy does that too. Yeah. They'll have a scene be the exact fight from like Roadhouse.
Yeah. It's fucking
like
awesome.
Shot
or
shot.
They Live, yeah, in Family Guy.
Yeah.
Or South Park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy and Timmy.
Oh my God. Cripple Fight!
Just so brutal.
When I heard Cripple Fight for the first time, I was like, they are geniuses. Cripple Fight.
Cripple
wow.
Fight. The most violent fight ever.
that's such a good episode. Damn.
Oh, God.
That makes
funny.
Me want to watch South Park. Isn't all of them on Hulu?
Dude, South Park's fucking perfect.
Yeah. We should start watching that when we're fucking dumb and don't know what to watch.
I would love to do that.
All right. I saw Black Panther.
Yeah.
You did too, right?
Uh-huh.
You didn't even want to watch it a second time.
No.
Though. So that first time, you're like, I'm good. What changed about it? Because you raved about it when you first saw it.
Well, I've seen...
Ragnarok.
Fucking Ragnarok.
Which, so that's your bar now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be rough.
It's rough for me, man. But Infinity War really stayed on par with it because of how fucking, like,
insane it
was. I don't know, like, well-crafted it was.
I mean, could
yeah.
you imagine if they would have just called it Thanos?
It could have.
It was his, yeah,
it was.
It's his movie.
You get how much Steve Rogers in Iron Man, technically.
Oh, well, Steve Rogers, barely, they're like,
barely
like,
at
give
all.
That man his shield, and then like fucking.
He's in a field.
Yeah. And then
talking
he,
a little.
Yeah. Barely though, yeah. He doesn't say many words.
Mm-mm.
I thought that, but then again, he survived. But you got a lot of Iron Man, he's going to be in it too.
You did.
Anyways, we're getting off track. Yep. So Black Panther, what changed this time? Oh, so.
I
just,
told you.
Yeah, my bad.
I just told you.
Where am I?
How did you?
Welcome to, no. I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot. Like, it looked really fucking good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually enjoyed it more than I did in the theater the first time.
Oh, I liked it more in the theater the first time.
I think I'll give it like an 8 or a 9. I give it a 9. Yeah, it hits good.
Yeah, I give it a 7.5.
Wow. Right there with fucking Total Recall.
Yep. Just as good.
What else you see?
That's a good... Yeah, I set that bar well.
Yeah.
I also saw Dark Knight.
10.
10.
That movie rocks. Where'd you watch that at?
The cabin.
Oh.
I forgot. And then
you
I,
piece of shit.
Yeah, me dumb.
I was fucking...
Tony Likey.
Me dumb.
What'd you think, Tone? Does it hold up?
Oh, dude. This one does not age well.
I fucking used to fall asleep to Dark Knight because that was one of those DVDs that repeated.
Yeah.
Like, it would go through the menu twice, like the soundtrack of it, and then it would just turn the movie back on. So I'd wake up and Joker has his head out the window of the fucking cop car.
You noted my favorite scene in the film.
It's great, yeah.
That fucking, like, weird like synth humming and the street and him angled out the window just like breathing.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hypnotic.
There's so many fucking sick shots. Like the whole dinner party when he comes in the first Scars story. That's fucking insane.
The gangster meeting when he's like,
I'll make a fucking, want to see a magic trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit's like his performance in that movie was so fucking
good. It's kind of overlooked because it's during the chaos of like both the boats and shit. But his scene with the last gangster, he's like, why don't I feed you, cut you up into pieces and feed you to your little pooches? Then we'll see how faithful a hungry dog truly is. Yeah. Dude, like that one, he's like, I just want to watch it burn.
Whoever wrote like it his dialogue is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you feel about
Christopher
Two-Face
Nolan
being in it?
Said that he improv'd and riffed a lot.
Wow, that's sick.
The ha ha ha, like the slow one,
ha,
was his riff.
Ha
ha. And him saying most of the dialogue to Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Okay,
you don't know how I got these scars? Like wow. That was like
that's insane because I mean like you like what doesn't kill you makes you stranger, and then the fucking bass hits super hard right there. Yeah. Oh my fucking god! The only problem that I really have with that movie is the fucking buses. When it comes out of a bank,
it pops.
Covered in dust in front of another bus,
knocking rocks onto other buses that are filled with real kids.
Yeah, and they're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, just put my windshield wipers
another
on.
Another day in old Gotham.
I want to make my salary.
Oh, these damn rock storms keep happening. Like, what the fuck? It made no sense.
Yeah, it was very funny. I'm like, there's a bus right behind
that movie's a solid fucking 10 though.
Yeah, no, it's
so good.
So fucking good.
And it's so cool seeing Bruce Wayne's fucking like new Batcave and shit, that all white room, and then the sonar and stuff like that.
Yep.
I mean, Dark Knight Rises is a good movie, but like comparatively, that the second one was just fucking perfect. All right, what else? Oh no, it's my turn. The Big Bang Theory. I watched a few episodes of this. I never really watched it, and Josie was like, this show's like made for you. You should really check it out. And I'm like, I fucking hate sitcoms. You know what
it's
I call
got
them?
A lot
Tony's?
Of laugh tracks.
You know what I call them? Shitcoms,
dude. Good one. I can think of that.
Yeah. but yeah, the laugh tracks fucking take me out of it so hard. But there was a joke about Mr. T and Spock that was like really well done. Like he's like, live long and prosper, fool, or some shit like that. Like they're holding a doll. That was pretty funny. It's not a bad show, but I mean, like, I just can't get into sitcoms, man. How I Met Your Mother. I people are like, I can't believe you don't like that.
I mean,
I'm like, I just don't like fucking laugh tracks. There's no point in them. It's a comfort food. It's weird.
It was a really cool fucking video. Someone took all the laugh track audio out of a scene from like Seinfeld, and it's the eeriest thing ever. Like watching those shows where
breaks
you
for laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The breaks for laughs make it so eerie,
and
what they're
thing.
Asking is really vile.
Like, how the fuck, like, doesn't that take you out of the show when someone stops and you just hear laughing?
It does, because like, I'm never laughing that long.
And not only that, that's so inorganic. And it's like, now the TV's stopping for you to laugh.
I know it was meant for dummies to fucking tell you literally when you should be laughing at comedy.
Yeah, it's weird. Or like, what, it's just trying to
like
evoke
America
the feeling.
America can't find a punchline.
Yeah, like just invoke the. Remember when they used to play the laughing over America's Funny Some videos? They still do.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like as the crowd's watching it and you're just watching a glorified YouTube video and he's making terrible fucking jokes. Fucking, what's his name? Bergeron?
Mark Summers?
No, fucking, what the fuck? America's Funny Home Videos.
Oh, I thought it was...
Is that Bergeron?
Didn't Bob Saget do it?
Yeah, he did it for a while.
Yeah.
But then Bergeron take over?
I don't know what that
it
is.
It became AFV.
I don't know what that is.
Bergeron?
You can keep saying it.
not going to understand.
No, you're not going to... Berger. Tony Sad.
He did Dancing with the Stars.
Again?
Tom Bergeron.
Okay.
Still no?
Huh?
Anyways, yeah, I hate the laugh track. So I give Big Bang Theory, I don't know, it's really well written. I get why people like it, but yeah, I just fucking can't stand sitcoms. I'll give it like a 6.
Cool.
Good writing. I like the actors too. Fucking the dude from Suicide Kings.
Yeah.
Well, probably more well known from Roseanne.
Probably.
Yeah. Good. What'd you say?
Oh, that's it.
What? Okay, we watched Thoroughbreds together. So.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that one.
Okay, so this movie, it's...
It could have been Funny Games.
It could have been amazing, and they did a good job. I felt like they did a pretty decent job with the humor in it, but it could have been way funnier.
God, yes.
But it's well acted, and it's well done, and I think the movie is amazing up until the end, which makes me give it like a 6.
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy
there's a turn,
kind of turn in the end.
And it to me, I don't feel like it represents the overall movie because like, I don't know. I was like, this movie's dope as fuck. But that ending stuck with me so much that like that movie went from a 9 to like a fucking 6. because of that ending. I thought it was so stupid. It felt so ham-fisted and preachy.
I was never also really connected with any of the fucking characters in the story, except Anton? The one girl.
Oh, I thought you meant it.
No.
Like, working a shit job trying to, like, be cool.
No, I didn't relate to that. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I related more to the girl that, like, you know, feels numb. And
wanted to kill her dad.
No, no, the one that slits the fucking horse's throat.
Whoa, dude. Fucking spoilers.
Oh, my God.
Thoroughbreds.
There was one copy of Family Video. I don't think everyone's going to be like, gotta get it,
that
guys.
That is true. They only had one copy, and it was a DVD. I was like, damn, didn't even splurge on the Blu-ray.
Like, here, everyone gets one. We only made 200 of these.
We walked by, and I was like, dude, they have fucking 95 Thor Ragnaroks, and the Thoroughbred's not even out. And I went to look it up, and Josie's like, oh, here it is. Like, in the middle, just one case. It had food on it. That was the first. Yeah. So they didn't even clean the case. They put it in. Didn't give a shit about that movie. But nope. Yeah, I give it like a 6. What do you give it?
6.
Yeah. We also watched, I remember what you watch. We watched The Toys That Made Us.
Oh, yeah.
And we watched the Transformers episode. Holy fucking shit. How fascinating was that?
I think that was one of my favorite episodes of that show. Because, dude, the Japanese shit mixed with, like, the American fucking, like,
it's almost
branding.
Like,
it was dope.
The Japanese genius design taken over by someone that just wrote one of the most coolest and most, like, iconic pop culture stories ever.
Yeah. Hundreds of characters created.
And yeah, naming them and shit like that, that's so fucking wild. But yeah, I thought that episode was really neat. But I will say, do you notice that, like, that this show, the whole thing is like, well, fucking blah, blah, blah came up with the name, but I was the one who did this.
Oh, it's almost
it's
like...
It's all them, like, measuring dicks the entire fucking
it's
show.
It's very strange. They're all... Every industry of every kind of toy maker are just kinds of bitter pieces of shit.
Petty fucks.
Yeah. But, I mean, their toys are dope.
They're talking about the one dude that they made. They're like, hey, you got 3 days. Name 26 of these fucking toys and write a backstory. And I need a first issue in like, 3 days or some shit of the comic. Yeah. He's like, and all the names. And they're like, yeah, we worked him pretty hard. And the dude's like, yeah, I had 3 days to do that. It was a bit of a time cruncher,
yeah,
you know?
I don't want
to
talk about it, really. Yeah,
that took off about 10 years of my life. Creating Optimus Prime and trying to figure out what Cybertron was.
Oh, it's so dope. It's a very cool episode.
And the whole ending is like, fucking, well, this person did this and this person. Like, the narrator's just fucking blowing them down the line.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get the importance of, like, who is, like, the most definitive person a part of Transformers to make it what it is today, this cultural phenomenon. I don't know. That's the only thing.
I also watched the...
That fucking bothered me, Tony.
I know. Jeez. I also watched the Star Trek toys one.
Oh, how was that? Good?
No.
Star Wars one was awesome.
Pretty boring. They make fun of the Star Wars line.
Why?
A lot.
Star Trek ones fucking sucked.
That's, yeah, they're like by Mego.
Yeah, the Mego dolls. But they also, Marvel did that. Those things are like fucking worth some money now.
I know.
They're fucking old.
They, they just had shitty fucking companies. They had like 30 different toy manufacturers making shit for them.
Yeah.
And it just never worked out. Yeah. Boring.
But yeah, that Transformers episode, check that out. I give that like a, I give that show like an 8 because it's super interesting. Can't stand the fucking narrator.
Yep.
For the most part, he sucks. All right, so let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched The Fast and the Furious.
Nobody likes the tuna here, asshole.
And nobody likes the tuna here. I came for the tuna.
Yeah.
I met that girl's pussy, Mia. I like Mia's pussy.
I'm gonna get that tuna.
Yeah, gotta get her tuna sandwich, spread those lips. Jesus. I was in character. It's
Fast and Furious, people.
All right, so Fast and Furious, Paul Walker, man. This movie is so badly acted, it's insane.
It feels like the voiceovers are just excruciating, too.
Yeah, it does look way
it's
bad.
It's super fucking low budge, I guess.
Yeah, like, which blew my mind because that movie was so big. But yeah, it looks like it was shot by people that were like, not really sure what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we're making
the director is the fucking guy in the pizza car that's like, hey, you kids, get out of here. And he's like, find another way around. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in the first race. Yeah, it's the director.
So, a heist movie mixed with racing, mixed with a lot of speeding terms. I live my life 1/4 mile at a time. Fucking, we got enough Nos in here to blow himself up. Like, it's just like...
Everything. He's like, I need Nos. And there's two Nos posters behind him.
Yeah.
Or when he's like, just the cheesiest shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get the money and the respect.
Yeah.
The buster kept me out of handcuffs.
It's bad.
You can quote all of it. Like, me and my fucking one manager at work, all day, he calls me Buster. I call him Toretto, or I'll call him Johnny Tran, and just Johnny fuck Tran. With him. Like, listen, Hector, You're not gonna, you're gonna hold the money because you're the slowest.
Like, are you kidding me? Johnny Tran. He's an Asian dude, and he's named fucking
Johnny Tran.
That's insane. Like, how on the nose you want to be, you know?
Yeah.
How meta you want to get.
Came into my house, Toretto.
Yeah. You embarrassed me in front of my family.
Oh, family.
Oh,
Jesus.
You bring great disappointment.
He's actually a super Americanized actor.
No, very, yeah. He's buying Panasonics and just showing them to chicks, I guess.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that movie, I do dig Vin Diesel in it, though. I like him.
He's cool.
And who was, oh, God, he sounds like a rapper. Was a rapper in
Ja
that?
Rule.
Ja Rule, that's who that was? I was about to say, I was like, yeah. I'm trying to think of
Minaj.
His name.
Yeah, that's Ja Rule.
Yo, girl, what's up? He has the coolest voice ever.
It's a very gravelly voice.
Yeah, but he was in it for like a second.
Yeah.
I thought he was like a top billed cast member.
Nope.
No, not at all. He's like a side character.
In the second one, they get Ludacris.
Luda.
And Luda, like, stays.
No, that's awesome.
I think.
And then, what, Tyrese?
Is his, like, partner in the second one.
Yeah, because he's all bummed out that they're like, he's like, you know, The Rock's too big of a fucking star that we can start shooting this new one. No one gives a shit about Tyrese.
Damn it.
All right, what do you give Fast and Furious?
5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 4. That was rough.
It's not like
anything
special. Oh, my
God, the speeding cars and shit like that. They there's times when, like, cars are going up and they just speed up how they look, and it looks so trash. Yeah.
Oh, or when it's a 10-second race and they drag it out to a minute and a half of fucking movie.
I'm about to say,
footage.
He's like, you need to get me a 10-second car. I'm like, we were doing that quarter mile for about 40 minutes.
Yeah. And it's nuts.
It looks so bad, all the shit passing him, too.
Also, like, it's just so, it dates bad just because he's like, he puts a floppy disk in. And he's like, yeah, it's like a CD, like, interface drive. I can
you
put
should be going
any-
to MIT,
oh,
man.
God, dude, wait. Are you a fucking rocket scientist?
No, I'm going to...
That car's on 3D, like, spinning on the computer.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to get shot later in the movie by an Uzi fucking Johnny Tran on a motorcycle.
Did a dirt bike fucking skid out.
Isn't that weird? Like, that dude dies, they don't say shit about
him.
So many people die at the end, and then, like, they just have that race, and he's like, I said I owed you a 10-second car, Vin. And he's like, thanks, dude. See you in the second movie. And then it's just, like, credits. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, Spillman's like, we're bros now. And your sister, you're totally fuckable.
Yeah, I understand that whole thing I was working towards because I'm a cop. I was trying to figure out who's robbing those trucks. Turns out it's you, and you are a murdering piece of shit, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Here's my car.
Here's my car, / call me, dude.
I want to see Too Fast, Too Furious now. Because...
it's on there.
I know.
We can watch it right now.
But I'm interested to see how the storyline progresses.
It's
I don't know
very
why.
Very artistic, dude. They do it very... It's so clever.
And then Tokyo,
so unique.
Tokyo Drift is the one after that.
That's the one with Han, my favorite character.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tokyo Drift doesn't even have... It's not
no,
like,
not, nothing about it.
It's just cars.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just drifting cars.
All right. So let's hop into movie of the week. We watched The Outsider with fucking Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, new samurai, ex-soldier.
Okay. So hold on real quick. So they talk about like whitewashing. And then again, this character wasn't meant to be Japanese. He was meant to be from a different
place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what, hence that. That's what the big thing to me was, is like they call it The Outsider. And it's like an American comes in and becomes the ultimate badass over all these
dick.
Yeah, it's just The Last Samurai again. It's fucking The Great Wall. Like, it's all that bullshit. It's fucking Avatar.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it is a... You're seeing where this movie's going a mile away.
Yeah.
Called all kinds of shit about this bad boy.
I think it's awesome.
The violence and the atmosphere is fucking awesome.
And the acting I felt was really well done. And a lot of it's in fucking subtitles, which I think was ballsy on fucking Netflix's part.
Yeah, it's a Netflix original. And not without its fucking, like, really good payoffs, it did drag.
You thought so?
In my opinion, yeah. I didn't think it, like...
You didn't like the characters that much?
I also didn't care for the ending. I thought it was underwhelming.
Like,
him stand, you know, him with...
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Don't like, fucking spoil it,
you know
bitch.
What I mean? Like, then he does the thing.
Yeah, the
you
thing.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he goes there.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. And then he calls you-know-who. And then he... tries that thing he was gonna try.
Yeah. I love that part.
Gave it all away. Sorry, guys.
No, the ending is a little underwhelming, but I felt like the movie was well done. I mean, it's not like incredible.
I give it an 8.
I think it's one of the better Netflix films.
Yes,
for sure.
It is. Oh, it is.
I felt like if Mute didn't look the way it did, like I think that it surpasses Mute in storyline.
I think
Mute was good.
We should watch Altered Carbon.
That's a whole show.
So dope.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a series.
Big one.
You want to do that for movie of the week?
No, I just meant like you should dig in.
So I watched the first 12 episodes of Altered Carbon. Wow.
Wow. What a dive.
What a, that was a deep one. I'm futured the fuck out right now.
It is awesome. I watched that in like 5 days.
Let's see. Hold on. Oh, yeah. The time period. So it's set in the 50s. I felt like it did not feel like the 50s whatsoever. That's the only thing I thought was weird. I was like, they could have made this set in fucking 2007.
Yeah. No, it didn't. Or it was not a good looking period piece.
At all.
No.
They had some old cars and people were like had fucking like the sock hop like bullshit going on. The murder montage with the score and it and the cutbacks to him holding his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was fucking
That was very
sweet.
Godfather. It was great.
That was awesome. Yeah, like just the war beginning. There was another part where they sent the child to deliver a message. That was cool as fuck.
Yep.
And the ending and leaving it open, I think, is cheap. The story has been seen 1,000 times, kind of too on the nose. Most interesting part was the two families in the culture. I like that a lot. The Japanese gangster shit.
Learning about Yakuza
neat.
Is always badass.
Yeah, it is, man. It really is. All right, dude. So,
friggin' A.
You got anything else, bro?
Nah.
Fucking burned through that episode, man. Only 40 minutes.
Number one.
All right, so next week we will watch Anger Management.
Fuck you. I'm angry.
Oh.
Try to manage it.
Okay. Jack Nicholson. I didn't ask you this. We had a recommendation to watch Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah. You've never seen Jacob's Ladder?
I have, but it's been a while. I don't remember it. I remember the fucking dude from Hutsucker Proxies.
I think I either liked it a lot and I forgot it, or I hated it a lot and forgot it.
Uh oh.
One or the other, man.
Well, we could not do Anger Management and do Jacob's Ladder.
That's up to you, bro.
Let's do Jacob's Ladder. I'll put Anger Management for next week.
I feel like we've already covered it, but then again, I forget
everything.
Yeah, tell
me things that we already watched it.
If you guys know, let us know.
Yeah. If you want to go back and listen.
If you guys want to weigh in and listen to about 80 episodes back when I think it aired.
Yeah.
80 to 110. And listen to that block.
And then for movie of the week, we're going to do The Boy, which is on Netflix. Jacob's Ladder, I don't know where we're going to find that. We might have to rent that bad boy.
Get that for 99 cents. I might have it.
I may own the movie. I'm not really sure. What the fuck?
You don't know if you even own it.
I know I don't own it. I'm just not sure if I've actually like seen it all the way through. I think I started watching it and fell asleep. It's all about him like dreaming and shit, right?
I forget.
I think he dies.
Like I said.
I think he dies, maybe.
All right.
And then, like, he sees the heaven and hell.
He could see the fucking goblins.
Yeah, the goblins. Yeah, I think that movie's about goblins, yeah. Because you're always on the ladder trying to get away from the goblins.
Goblins, because they're short.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking can't get dumb up the, goblins.
Know, little dumb goblins. All right, so we're watching The Boy, which looks super scary. It's on Netflix, so they just... Netflix added a ton of shit, too. I'm sure everyone...
Oh, they just knows. Added fucking...
Departed.
Departed.
Yeah. That looks good. And they just added...
Oh, and I finished Arrested Development. The season ends super abruptly, so I only give it a fucking 9, but it is fucking hilarious.
Really?
Really well written on this
one. Did it feel more actually like inclusive of the cast?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't that weird broken up thing because all their schedules were huge?
No. So there's tons of scenes with everyone in it.
Awesome. That's okay. Yeah. Cool. I never even watched the fucking.
The first season is the best because it's so organic. But
yeah, didn't watch the fourth season.
That was the new one that kind of got botched, and then they.
And then the fifth one.
Then Mitchell Hurwitz literally. If you go into Netflix now, there's season 4 and season 4 recut. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He recut it properly so you could more easily watch it. Yeah.
No shit. Is it shorter?
No, he just re-edited it. It's the same episode length, like 20 minutes. But
I'm gonna check it out.
But he made it more chronological. Like you can actually understand
the story,
the events
line.
More.
I understand what you're saying. Okay,
right.
Yeah, man, this is cool, breezy Paul, and we're just the Route 18 right now is completely free.
Oh God! Wait, did a small Cessna just land on that highway? Hang on, I have reports that the pilot is jerking off ravagely.
Do you remember in Butterfly Effect when he says that? He's like, so if you want to skateboard down the 303, it's wide open. Because he's doing like 3 a.m. radio.
Yeah. It's wide open.
If you want to skateboard down the 303. All right, so yeah, The Boy for Movie of the Week and Jacob's Ladder for Test to Tony. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
You're just trying to
save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And then, great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.